Well, let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us faith and you want us to use our faith. We give you thanks and we also pay attention to the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for quickening it to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. We're looking at believe and speak today. Believe and speak. Let's start off with Psalm 116 and verse 10. Psalm 116 says, I believed, therefore have I spoken. And that's the part I wanted to focus on then, the first part. I believed, therefore have I spoken. That shows the order in which we are expected to operate. I believed, therefore have I spoken. We speak, and we should speak, according to our beliefs. So what we believe in our hearts will be reflected in the words that we say. So what we should be speaking is the word of God, because the word of God being in our hearts is what we believe. So we have the word in our hearts, and that's what we should be speaking. We believe, as the scripture says here in the first part of verse 10, I believed, therefore have I spoken. And that shows how important it is to be believing the right thing, so that we believe what the truth says, the word of God being the truth. We speak according to our beliefs. And people may think, why is that important that your beliefs are reflected in your words? Why is it important to even consider the words that we speak? Some people may not understand or realise the impact and the power that our words hold. And the Bible talks about this, about how that our words can change things for us. They will change things either for the good or for the worse. They will change things for the better or for the worse for us. So our believing comes first. I believed, therefore have I spoken. So if we're believing the right things, it's going to be reflected in the words that we say, and our words have the power to change things for us. So if we put the right things in our heart, right words are going to come out. Remember, that's what the scripture says, that you cannot get sweet water and bitter water out of the fountain together. So we have to make sure that what we have in our hearts will bring forth the good, the sweet water, out of our mouth. So this is the order in which things take place, and that's the order we should be following. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, let's have a look at that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. Says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore spake. You see, this is reinforced to us again, that we have the same spirit of faith. That means that we have the spirit of faith in God. We have the same spirit of faith. David had that faith in God. We have the same spirit of faith. And this is the same thing that we should be following now. This is written to the church. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. We also believe, and therefore speak. We believe what the word says. We believe the word of God, God's words. We believe it, and therefore speak. Now, so that means that we should be speaking in accordance with the word of God, and if something contradicts what the word says, it should be judged by us to be not right, and we should not be speaking it, because we judge according to the word, righteous judgment, whether something is right or not based on the word of God. So we judge it to be not right if it contradicts the word, and we therefore we should not be speaking of it. Because our words, whether people realize it or want to acknowledge it, our words have power to change things for us. Our words have power to change things for us. So therefore we speak. Therefore we speak. Because we believe it. We believe it, therefore we speak it. Have a look in the book of Romans, chapter 10 and verse 9. I'll start at verse 8. Romans 10, and we'll start at verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now this shows us that the word is nigh us, the word is near us, it's close to us, the word is nigh us, even in our mouth, and in thy heart. So it's in our heart. Remember, it starts in the heart. The process is we put it into our hearts, through our ears, through our eyes. We speak it ourselves. It goes into our hearts, our inner man being the heart. It goes into our hearts. And that's where it is, and that's where it works with our faith and increases our faith as we hear it. The word of faith which we preach, and the word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. See, those two things work together. You believe it in your heart. You have to be fully convinced of it. You believe it in your heart and you confess it with your mouth. Those two things go together there. You believe it in your heart, and that's what the scripture is showing us here. You believe it in your heart and you confess it with your mouth, because the scripture says those two things are necessary. Believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. Now that is true to be saved. And it is also true to receive and appropriate other promises of God in your life that we have in Christ Jesus. So you believe it in your heart and you confess it with your mouth. So we have to plant those seeds in our heart. The Word of God calls itself the seed. It says the seed. Jesus said the seed is the Word. So we plant that seed in our heart. Remember how the Lord Jesus described it as it will bring forth fruit. It will bring forth first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. It produces things in your heart when you plant it. You have to give it a chance. You have to give it the chance to grow and increase. You have to give it that chance to do that. You mix it with your faith, and that's the right conditions for it. The Word plus the faith in your heart, and it comes out of your mouth, and it puts that power of God into practice. It puts the power of God into practice when it comes out of your mouth to change things for us. So that's why we have to speak according to our beliefs, our right beliefs. Right beliefs. Right believing. Right believing. Right believing. It's important that we have the right believing in our heart. And the way we get the right believing is from the Word. The Word. When we believe the Word, when we believe the Word of God, that is right believing. When we believe the Bible, that is right believing. And it will come out of our mouth. So those two things have to work together. The faith needs to be in the heart, and it needs to be spoken out of the mouth. In faith. In faith. Have a look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." So you see there, for the word to profit a person, it has to be mixed with faith. It has to go into the heart and be mixed with the faith. It has to be mixed with the faith. And that emphasizes how important it is to have the faith. To have the faith. We have to mix the Word with our faith. Now, the Word is wonderful because the Word, the hearing of the Word, causes our faith to grow, our faith to increase, our faith to come, the Bible says. So the Word planted does everything necessary for the faith to come and grow. When we plant it, we mix it with our faith. And what that means is the Word, you have to keep feeding yourself with the Word of God. Don't let yourself be starved of the Word of God. It's necessary to have that continual supply of your spiritual food, which is the Word of God, for your spirit man. So you keep feeding yourself with the Word of God. The Word of God calls itself our food. It calls itself the seed. It's everything we need. Everything we need. The spiritual food, the milk, the food, the meat. It's everything we need for our spiritual man to stay strong. It goes in there and it gets mixed with our faith. Mixed with our faith. In our hearts. So we have to keep continually feeding ourselves with the Word of God. It's necessary to keep continually feeding, just like you continually feed your physical body with natural food. You have to keep continually feeding your body, feeding your heart with the spiritual food. And that spiritual food, it will affect you in every area of your life. It will affect your physical body. The Bible has many times it tells us that. It'll affect your physical body. It'll affect your mind. It affects your soul. It will affect the circumstances of your life. It affects things for the good when you use it, when you put it into practice, when you mix it with your faith and start to speak it out and act on it. It affects things for the good. If the word is not mixed with faith, it will not profit a person. It will not profit a person if it is not mixed with faith. That's why we have to put that force of faith. We have to stir it up within us and practice using it. We have to continually use our faith, the believing power of God in our hearts. We have to continually use it, put it into practice. How do we use it? We use it with our words. We use it with our choices and our actions that we do. We choose to believe the right thing and we start to act on it and speak it. And remember that if you have something that you can see or something that you can hear that contradicts the word of God, you have to judge it according to the word to be not right. And don't let it influence you. Don't let it influence your words. Don't let it influence your thinking. Don't let it influence your choices and your actions. Because we have to judge it to be not right by the word of God and therefore not something that would affect our choices, our thinking, our words. Now, one example is sickness and symptoms of sickness that can afflict people's bodies. Now, what the word says is that we have been healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we judge that according to the word of God as something that should not be there in our life. It is not right for the sickness to be there. It is not right for the sickness to be present in our life. We judge it to be not right. And we should not be speaking of it with our words in respect of this thing has a hold of me. I give you an example. I have a cold. This cold is really making me feel not good today. Now those words carry power. We've already judged this thing to be not right. What we should be saying is according to the word of God, that even if the symptoms are present, we say, I am healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. This thing does not have authority in my life. This thing has no place in my life. I am healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. My body is strong because the word says it is strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. I am healed. I can go on. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, because that's what the word says. We believe it. We take the effort to put this word in our heart and then we speak it out. And that's what it says. I believe, therefore I have spoken. We speak according to our belief in the word of God. Things that the Lord has said belong to us now, such as healing and health, prosperity, having our needs met, having our minds renewed and washed with the water of the word of God. We speak these things. And do you know, when you do that, your believing power, your faith in action, puts the power of God into operation and things will change for you. Things will change for you. Things will change when you continually walk by faith, when you use it and stay with it. Stay with it. God has not called us to walk by faith for a day or a minute. He's called us to walk by faith continually forever. Never to stop. Walk by faith. Things will change for us. To put the will of God into operation in our life. Put the will of God into operation in our life. So if the word is not mixed with faith, it will not profit. And the example that the Bible refers to is the Israelites. They were given the word to go forth into the promised land, but because of doubt and unbelief, they did not go, even though the word had been given. That first generation missed out because it was not mixed with faith. And the same thing today. If the word you hear is not mixed with faith, it will not profit. It has to be mixed with the faith in your heart to profit you, and spoken out of your mouth and acted on. Let's have a look in Romans 4:21. Romans 4:21 says, and this is looking at Abraham, who is, the Bible tells us, the father of faith. So the scripture says about him, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So this is saying that Abraham was fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he was able also to perform. So Abraham believed God. He was, the scripture says, fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. Persuaded in his heart. Fully persuaded in his heart and in his mind. Fully persuaded. And that's why he acted on it. That's why he held on to the promise of God for a child with Sarah. He was fully persuaded, and the same way we are needed, it's necessary for us to be fully persuaded. Just exactly the same. Fully persuaded that what he has promised, God has promised, he is able also to perform. What he has promised, he is able also to perform. Do you believe God can heal you? Do you believe God can keep you in divine health? Do you believe God can meet your every need? Do you believe God can prosper you? Do you believe God can use you? Do you believe God can give you a sound mind? Do you believe it? Are you fully persuaded of it? Are you fully persuaded of it, that what God has promised, he is able also to perform? The scripture tells us that he is. Many times it refers to the faithfulness of God and the power of God. That should not be in question to us. So we have to be fully persuaded also. Have a look in Romans 14. Romans 14 and verse 5. And the second part of this verse, verse 5, it says, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. That's what the Bible tells us. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Now, that is not talking about fully persuaded with the wrong things. It's not talking about be fully persuaded with doubt and unbelief. what this is talking about, be fully persuaded that in the word of God is true. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. We have to be fully persuaded in the truth of God's word, and fully persuaded that our words have effect in our life. Fully persuaded of that. Now, if we're not fully persuaded of that, let's go back to the word of God and see what it tells us. Let's go to Mark 11, verse 23. Mark 11, verse 23, Jesus said to us, and verse 22, I'll start at verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. The Lord Jesus, now if we weren't fully persuaded, we have to meditate on this, because the scripture says that when we believe something in our hearts and we believe it and we do not doubt, we shall have what we say. We shall have what we say. The Lord Jesus said it. We shall have what we say when we believe it in our heart and when we doubt not. When we are fully persuaded of it, have faith in God. When we believe it, when we do not doubt, we shall have what we say. So what are the implications of this? If we want good things to happen in our life, we should only be speaking about good things based on the word. We should not speak the problem in our life. We should not be talking up things that we do not want in our life. I hope that's clear to us all, that we should not be talking up things we don't want in our life. We should not be talking and talking and talking about problems in our life. We should only be talking things we want, good things. Remember, the Lord has said that in the Word. To think about the good things, the pure, the just, the holy, the things of good report. We should talk according to what we want. We should talk according to what the Word says. Base our words on God's word. Don't be talking about problems and hindrances. Don't be talking up problems. Only talk the good. Only talk the blessing. Only talk the truth. The words of life. The words of life. Because the Lord Jesus said, why is this important? The Lord Jesus said, when we believe it in our heart and do not doubt, we shall have whatsoever we say. We shall have whatsoever we say. So, if we want something good to come to pass, let's talk that. Only talk, only say what you want to come to pass. And that requires a degree of controlling our own hearts, ruling our own hearts. Remember the word of God. Doesn't the word of God say that if you rule your spirit, you're better than he that takes a city? To rule your own heart, to discipline yourself, to speak what you want according to the word of God. And we can do it. Have a look in Deuteronomy 26. And verse 16 in Deuteronomy 26, verse 16. The word says in Deuteronomy 26, 16, this day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them. with all thine heart and with all thy soul. With all thy heart and with all thy soul. Your heart, your inner man, your soul, your mind, your will and your emotions. We should be keeping the word with all our heart and all our soul. Keeping it and acting on it. Keeping it and acting on it. Let's go over to Acts 8:37. Acts 8:37. Now this is important. This is a man who made a confession of God, and Philip the evangelist was talking to him, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was asking if he could be baptized, and that's what Philip said to him. If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. See? There, if you believe with all your heart, if you believe with all your heart, we have to be fully convinced of the Word of God, fully persuaded of its truth and God's faithfulness. So it starts in our heart. It starts in our heart. We put the Word of God in there. We mix it with our faith. We speak it out of our mouth. We meditate on it with our minds. We act on it. And it influences things for the good in our life. Influences things. Look at Jude 1:20. Jude, and verse 20 in Jude, the scripture says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So the scripture tells us to build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That does that, it builds us up. It's important that we do that. We have to keep building ourselves up on our most holy faith. We have to keep giving attention to the Word of God, praying in the Holy Ghost, feeding ourselves on the Word of God to keep our spirit man strong. To keep our spirit man strong, there has to be a continual input of the right thing. So that we don't starve our spirit man, we have to keep putting the right thing in there. The right thing. We have to build ourselves up. We have to build up our inner man on our faith. And we build ourselves up, as I said, through these things. We pay attention to the Word of God. We meditate on it. We think on it. We digest it. We speak it. We pray in the Holy Ghost. We spend time with the Lord. We study the Word of God. As we do these things, our faith level increases and we become stronger. We become stronger. And lastly, Romans 10:17. And the word says in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing the word is giving attention to it. It's not just letting it go into our ear and out. It is actually giving attention to the word of God. It's actually letting it go in and be nourished in our heart. Go into our heart and let it take root there. Let it take root in our heart. Giving attention to the Word of God. This causes faith to come. And mixing together of the Word and faith, speaking it out, acting on it, will bring the Word of God to pass in our life. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you for your precious word. Thank you for your precious word. Please help us to put it into practice in our life. We give attention to you, attention to your word. We give honor to you and glory. We give glory to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every good thing you have done for us. We thank you, Lord.